The Philadelphia Parking Authority enforcement officers are keeping busy with the agency's stepped-up effort to remove cars from sidewalks and intersections. WHOY's Tom McDonald reports.
For the past 2 years, PPA has been working to make the city more ADA accessible. And Rich Glazer, the parking authority, says by using video enforcement on bus routes, they know where the violations are so they can move their enforcement officers into the neighborhoods.
I'll use sidewalk parking as an example. There were 23,000 violations written in 2023. And now in 2025, we're at about 59,000 violations written.
Glazer says the goal is not about writing more tickets, but to clear sidewalks and intersections for people who can't negotiate around vehicles easily.
It's pretty simple. It's make sure people can safely move through our neighborhoods, and when you block a sidewalk or an ADA ramp or a crosswalk, you may think it's a minor issue, but it's it completely stops someone in a wheelchair, a parent with a stroller, or a senior from getting where they need to go.
Glazer says they will continue their efforts, and hopefully people will get the message. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
For decades, firefighting foam containing toxic PFAS has contaminated drinking water across the country. The so-called forever chemicals have been linked to serious health problems, including cancers. New Jersey has partnered with Revive Environmental to help fire departments and academies get rid of and destroy 150,000 gallons of the toxic foam. Revive will use a technology called supercritical water oxidation to remove and destroy the PFAS. Joseph Hales is the director of the Fire Academy in Camden County. He says he's relieved to start using PFAS-free alternatives.
Residents should care because it's not a issue that's being passed on to them after they've already had the worst day of their life. They don't have to worry about, you know, when we move back in, do we have to worry about something for themselves, their children, their family, anything like that.
You're listening to 90.9 WHYY, your favorite public radio station.